And let's go live to AccuWeather's world headquarters, meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Heat. The heat is on, but this should be the hottest day of the week, but it's still going to remain sticky for a while, right?
Yeah, I don't really see any significant reduction in humidity levels, even behind what ostensibly went into being a quote-unquote cold front that'll come through tomorrow afternoon. We're still expecting the humidity to be pretty high even Thursday and Friday, and I think the heat comes right back this weekend. I think temperatures Saturday and Sunday have a shot at 90 degrees once again.
Joe, what's the situation with the remnants of Beryl, which I assume are going to arrive in our area at some point in around Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Yeah, it looks like the track of that right now is moving north-northeastward. It will bring soaking rain through northern Arkansas and Missouri today and then continue to spread it northeastward, cut across portions of central and eastern Illinois, and then up across parts of Indiana and into Michigan. That area of low pressure probably cuts across Lake Erie, I would think, sometime later tonight. So it's ostensibly what drives the front through our area tomorrow, during the afternoon hours. And out ahead of it, there could be a shower or thunderstorm. In fact, any one of those thunderstorms has the potential to produce tornadoes. We've seen that happen before, and wouldn't shock me if that happened. Right now, I think most of them are east of the city, but it's certainly well within the realm of possibility tomorrow.
Well, it hopefully will not change course. We're grateful that we're not going to get the heavy, heavy rains, obviously.
No, we just, you know, there could be some tropical downpours in any shower or thunderstorm, but not a steady hour after hour soaking. We're not going to see that. And then I think it's just dry for Friday and Saturday. Again, I think Friday we're probably in the mid-80s. Saturday we're probably going to be up near 90, and I think low 90s Sunday. It looks like there may be some relief from the heat and humidity by next Tuesday or Wednesday. Another strong front will come down from the north and west, so it'll give us a couple of days of relief later next week.
All right, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters, so we're going to dodge this one.
Yes, Joe was saying, I was just looking at the National Hurricane Center's rainfall predictions for Beryl over the next 2 days, and the track that he outlined is exactly right, and we don't have any significant rain here in Pennsylvania to speak of, except maybe a Wilkes-Barre Scranton might get a little that way.
My yard's getting pretty brown, though. It's a little early in the season for it to be this brown. It went from lush green with all the rain we had leading up to June, and now it's starting to burn out.
Same thing at my place.
Yeah, burnout. I know the feeling.